This episode of Our Fair City is sponsored by Cards Against Humanity. They asked us not to read an ad. Please enjoy the show.
Tonight's broadcast is brought to you by the company you depend upon for all of your greatest needs, Heart Life. These stories are true dramatizations from Our Fair City's glorious history. So listen and remember, Heart Life, all the life you'll ever need.
Have you ever felt lost? Not been lost, mind you. We've all been lost before, but felt lost. Distressing, isn't it? Caught between here and there, this or that, moving forward, standing still. Lost. In the final days of the old world, when poison wept from the earth and ash enveloped the sky, all seemed lost. There was but one hope for humanity then, and there is but one hope for us now. The Heart Life Insurance Corporation. A beacon to the lost. An institution as glorious as Heart Life belongs in a brighter, more deserving era. But until that time, you and I are fortunate to reap the rewards of its beneficence. Here, policy, you can never be truly lost. Because you belong to Heart Life, and Heart Life will always know where you are. Welcome back to Our Fair City. When last we left our story, the invasion of the Ant People had bloodied and fractured our beloved city. To contain the conflict, the tunnel-dwelling policies were sealed off from the tower above. Which anyone will tell you was an absolutely necessary strategy. The cowardly ants inevitably fled the field of battle and now gather, perched mysteriously on the exterior of the Heart Life Tower. But the danger of the Ant People is nothing compared to the sudden, devastating flood that engulfed the tunnels below. Many loyal policies perished in service of the company. One notable dissenter lost her life in a callous subversion of the will of the director. This renegade, the late Cassandra Wilkins, spared the lives of her peers at the expense of our precious resources. Now, weeks after her demise, the seeds of Cassandra Wilkins' sinister negotiation bear bitter fruit.
Grayson, if I faint from starvation, don't let them move me. I don't want to lose my spot in line.
Hang in there, Tim. I can see the food dispensary window from here. Can't you almost smell the fresh algae bars?
The last time, you ignoramus. That's not a food dispensary. It's a food voucher dispensary.
But Archie, food vouchers are redeemable for food.
And the wait time's less than 48 hours.
I'm too exhausted to condescend you. I wish I would have hightailed it outside when I had the chance. I bet I'd be eating real food right now with Allison and the dog lady and that angry fella. Hey, where's the old man?
Who's that? Oh!
Hey, he cut in line.
Shut up, you're wasting calories.
Archie's almost right, boys. We've been waiting all night for vouchers, redeemable for algae rations, which come too late, and sometimes not at all. If we want some grub, we better head downstairs, screw on our worm-spotting peepers, and start grubbing for ourselves.
But the atrium's flooded.
Then we'll fish.
What's a fish?
I don't know. What's a fish with you?
What?
Good morning, guest policies. Welcome to the tower. We hope you enjoy your temporary accommodations in level one dry waste. And now, a message from Executor Teju Valentine of the Department of Facilities.
Hello, policies. This is Executor Teju Valentine. My emergency crews are hard at work removing the water from Sector Alpha. In 18 hours, I guarantee you will be sleeping on clean, dry cots downstairs in our historic atrium. Until then, my fellow policies, patience and strength.
Heartlife reminds you that foraging for food is strictly prohibited. Tower Watch officers are monitoring you to ensure your safety and compliance. This message is brought to you by HeartLife. All the life you'll ever need.
All the life you'll ever need.
This is the worst place in the world.
No, Mr. Funny Pants, it most assuredly is not. This lack of perspective reveals the average policy's ignorance of HeartLife's off-site rehabilitation center, known only as The Cube. The Cube is home to over 2,000 criminals and dissidents. Each has unforgivably wronged our beloved company. Think of The Cube not as a prison, but as a recycling facility. The monstrous policies within are broken down and rebuilt into useful assets. But each monster is unique, and so the severity and method of their rehabilitation must be carefully tailored to their specific rehabilitational needs. Picture young Andrew Snidge, consort to the disloyal Cassandra Wilkins, lying for weeks on the floor of his cell, the wheels of his psyche grind, ceaselessly eroding away the wide-eyed boy he once was. An elegant method of treatment. You see, the Cube understands that for some, the greatest punishment is to be left utterly alone, lost in thought.
Andrew, there was nothing you could do to save Cassie.
Save Cassie.
She was stronger than you, and even she was powerless against them.
The directors.
The engineers of your imprisonment.
You're not real. Go away.
The organ inside your skull belongs to me, Benedict. You, Andrew Snidge, are merely an etching, a scratch on the surface. An interloper. You are not real. And yet here we are.
Please, leave me alone.
I cannot. You are an inescapable cage. But unlike you, I will be heard. I will not perish in this dismal pit.
Stop it!
I have been trapped for most of my existence, but never by sentiment. You are weak.
I'm not weak. Don't you know what I lost? I love her.
Love?
Shut up! You never loved anything in your whole life, so how would you know? Why are you doing this to me?
Forgive the interruption, Policy. We've been monitoring you through the camera for several weeks, and just now you've performed quite the unusual act. Having a conversation, is that right?
Yes, sir.
Call me Doctor.
Yes, Doctor.
With whom did you speak, Policy?
Benedict.
No one.
As your mental health coordinator, your rehabilitation is my chief priority. Disinformation cannot be tolerated. Guard, leave the door open. The cell's grown pungent. The fresh air is pleasant, isn't it? You see, Policy, we can be civil with one another, but trust is a two-way tunnel. Now, tell me your thoughts, and be honest.
In three strides, I can have the doctor's cane, solid enough to render a man unconscious.
I can't make it.
Everyone feels hopeless from time to time, but rest assured, with some hard work...
A hard thrust beneath the ribs, robbing the guard of his breath.
And a fair number of coaching sessions, there is no doubt in my mind that we can turn your performance around.
Turn around, throw the cane from shoulder height, impact squarely across the doctor's temple.
Please, I'm not ready.
Kick the guard unconscious, take his security card, over in 5 seconds, and the door is still open.
Well, I'm sorry, Policy, but we all need to face the uncomfortable realities of life.
And death.
And death.
Ah, we're opening up. You're referring to the deceased Cassandra Wilkins, the traitor?
Oh, that was unwise.
That doesn't look good.
He'll live. Quickly, take the doctor's clothes.
Right.
Aren't you forgetting something?
What?
The cane.
Seriously?
One never knows.
This place is horrible.
Yes. Keep to the shadows. There may be guards on the catwalk above.
Gotcha. Now we gotta find Dr. West. He'll think up some crazy invention to bust us out of here. He always does.
The day will come when the good doctor can no longer save you. You would do well to put yourself first.
Yeah, right. I guess I should just listen to you all the time, huh?
Well, I am your brain.
None of I have anything to say about it.
Hey, watch it! Oh, sorry, doctor.
No problem, my good fellow, as you were.
Good fellow?
He's on to you. Use the cane. Sweep the leg, then deliver a paralyzing blow to the spine.
What? No!
What?
There's something on your helmet. Let me just adjust that for
you. Hey, what are you doing?
Now, Andrew.
Stop!
How about you?
No! Stop!
Kill the screw! Kill him!
Be quiet. I'm not gonna kill anyone.
Well, then set me free, and I'll kill him.
Shut up!
Come on!
We're running out of time.
Right.
Hey! Come back here! Hey! He's escaping! Get him,
Scrooge! Ah, great.
Stop. Up the ladder to the catwalk.
I remember this place.
We're nearing the cell of Dr. West. Look, up ahead.
There's a guard at the door.
Of course there is. West is a dangerous man. But so am I.
So am we.
Yes. Be persuasive.
Whoa, Doctor, you need to get back upstairs, sir. A prisoner is loose
in here.
Superb, Andrew. Now crush her windpipe.
This isn't right.
Nothing in this world is right. It's up to you, Andrew, to rectify what they have done. Take control of your life. Do it! For Cassie.
For Cassie.
Please.
What? Kill her!
That's not what Cassie would have wanted.
Cassie is dead!
Not to me, she isn't.
You ungrateful whelp. Do as I say!
Thanks for your help, Benedict. But I don't need you anymore.
You think you can silence me? One cannot simply choose to...
Control my thoughts. Yes, I can. Ah, that's better. As for you, go hide in the closet.
But they'll punish me.
Now!
Yes, sir.
Dr. West?
No!
It's okay. It's me, Andrew. Don't you recognize me?
Andrew?
That's right. It's okay. We're getting out of here.
Oh, Jesus.
What did they do to you?
Can't not think, Andrew. Never mind. Never mind.
Don't worry, Herbert. I'll save you. I'll save you.
And so begins the next chapter in our chronicle. The paralyzing thoughts and misdirecting voices in Andrew Snidge's mind are vanquished. Now he forges a new path, propelled by the memory of his lost love. Dr. Herbert West, however, finds himself adrift in the influence of the cube, a quagmire from which his mind may never return. Can Andrew set his comrade back on course, or is Dr. West doomed to perish, lost in the shadows of his former glory? Find out as the story of Our Fair City continues.
Loyal Policies, this is HeartLife executive producer Jeffrey Gardner. Thank you so much for joining us for Season 7 of Our Fair City. We're very much looking forward to sharing the penultimate season of our story with you. If you want to help us make our fair city, you can support Heartlife NFP on our brand new Patreon page at patreon.com/heartlifenfp. By pledging monthly, you can ensure the growth and stability of our company and get great rewards like our fair city ringtones, Herbert West on your voicemail, personalized Heartlife policy certificates, and more. You can also spread the word by rating and reviewing on iTunes or whatever podcasting service you are listening to us on. That really helps us stay on top of the charts where new loyal policies can find us. Thank you so much for listening, and as always, we'll see you in the tunnels.